Now on BBC Radio 4, time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Tuesday, the 5th of August. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, Jermyn Bight, Fitzroy, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, and Faroes. The general synopsis at 1800. Low Fair Isle 976, expected northeast Norwegian Sea 984 by 1800 Tuesday. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours: Viking, North Atsara, South Atsara, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first, in South Viking and South Atsara, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Forties, westerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, occasionally storm 10 at first in north, decreasing 6 or 7 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Cromarty, fourth, west or southwest 7 or gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 to 7. Squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6. Showers, good. Fisher, Jermyn Bight, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 in North Fisher, decreasing 5 or 6 later in Jermyn Bight. Showers, good. Humber, Thames, Dover, west or northwest 4 to 6, showers in high, otherwise fair, good. White, Portland, Plymouth, west or northwest 4 to 6, veering north 3 or 4 later in Plymouth, fair, good. Biscay, north or northwest, backing northeast 4 to 6, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, but variable 3 or less in south, mainly fair, good. Fitzroy, northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6, increasing 7 or gale 8 later, occasional rain, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, west or northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 4 later in Sole, fair, good. Shannon, west or northwest 4 to 6, backing southwest 3 or 4 later, fair, good. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, squally showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Fair Isle, cyclonic, gale 8 to storm 10, becoming northwest 5 to 7, rain or squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Faroes, southeast Iceland, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7, at first in Faroes. Rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Now the weather reports from coastal stations for 2300. Tyree Automatic, west-northwest 5, 11 miles, 1008 rising. Stornoway, west by north 5, 14 miles, 1002 rising more slowly. Lerwick, northwest by north 4, 9 miles, 981 rising. Week Automatic, west-northwest 7, recent precipitation, 9 miles, 995 rising quickly. Aberdeen, west by north 6, 22 miles, 999 rising quickly. Lucas, west-southwest 6, 27 miles, 1003 rising more slowly. Boomer, west-southwest 7, 19 miles, 1004 now falling. Bridlington, southwest 3, 1010 rising more slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west-southwest 6, 5 miles, 1015. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, west 5, 2 miles, 1017. St. Catherine's Point Automatic, northwest 3, 1018, rising. Jazzy, northwest 4, 8 miles, 1020, rising slowly. Channel light vessel automatic, northwest by west 4, 11 miles, 1020. Scilly automatic, northwest 4, 6 miles, 1022, rising. Milford Haven, west northwest 3, 16 miles, 1019, rising more slowly. Aberporth, west northwest 5, 22 miles, 1018, rising. Valley, west 4, 9 miles, 1017, rising more slowly. Liverpool Crosby, west by north 6, slight drizzle, 600 meters, 1015, rising more slowly. Valencia, west northwest 4, 7 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, west southwest 5, 13 miles, 1014, rising more slowly. Malinhead, west by south 7, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1011, rising slowly. Macrihanish Automatic, west 6, recent precipitation, 6 miles, 1011, rising. Here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours, issued by the Met Office at 2300 on Monday, the 4th of August. General situation, a deep area of low pressure to the northeast of Scotland will continue to bring stormy conditions to Scottish waters at first. A moderate to strong westerly or northwesterly flow will follow on Tuesday for all areas, with showers in the north. A transient ridge of high pressure will then bring settled conditions for a time on Wednesday. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 5 or 6, rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, west gale 8 or severe gale 9, decreasing 5 to 7, backing southwest 5 or 6 later, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, west 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, showers, good, occasionally poor. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west or southwest 4 to 6, showers, perhaps thundery later, good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasional rain at first, showers later, good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsabil, westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first, fair, good. Selsabil to Lyme Regis, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3, later in west, fair, good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, northwesterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6, onto later in far west, mainly fair, good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, west or northwest 4 to 6, occasionally 3 later, mainly fair, good. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel, westerly or northwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first in north, decreasing 3 to 5 later, showers for a time, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, west 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, showers, good, occasionally poor. Isle of Man, west 6 or 7, decreasing 4 or 5, mainly fair, good. Lochfall to Carlingford Lock, westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, onto later in north, backing southwesterly 4 to 6 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Modifying contact at an American point, west 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. At an American point to Cape Wrath, west or northwest 6 to gale 8, decreasing 5 or 6, squally showers, good, occasionally poor. Shetland Isles, cyclonic becoming northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, backing west 5 to 7 later. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin. And that's all from us here at BBC Radio 4 for tonight. In a moment, as usual, we'll be joining our colleagues over at the BBC World Service. They'll take us through until 5 o'clock later this morning. A reminder, you can also listen through the night to our digital sister station, BBC Radio 4 Extra. I am Neil Nunes, wishing you a very good night.
It's Midnight GMT. Hello, I'm Rahul Tandon, and this is Business Matters here on the BBC World Service. Today, we're in Germany and Bangladesh. Coming up, President Trump threatens India with more tariffs over its purchases of Russian oil. So what impact will this have on one of the world's fastest growing economies?
This cuts right to the heart of Modi's economic development strategy, which is to make in India. This is an existential crisis as far as the Indian economy is concerned.
And we'll find out why Elon Musk could be about to become even richer. The Tesla board wants to pay him more than $25 billion to keep him focused on the company. But not everyone thinks it's a good idea.
I think this whole thing is craziness, that the wealthiest man in the world deserves another $30 billion.
That's all coming up on Business Matters here on the BBC. First, though, the very latest BBC News.
Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will update his military plan for Gaza later this week, amid reports he wants to expand the offensive against Hamas. From Jerusalem, here's our correspondent Hugo Bashega.
What we had today was this senior Israeli official being quoted by a number of Israeli media outlets saying that the Prime Minister was considering expanding military operations in Gaza to guarantee the release of the hostages. There has been a statement from the Prime Minister's office saying that the cabinet will convene later this week to instruct the military on how to proceed in Gaza. The Prime Minister is under a lot of pressure. There is international pressure because of the situation in Gaza, but also a lot of domestic pressure as well.
The governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, has ordered the arrest of more than 50 Democratic members of the state's House of Representatives who fled Texas in a bid to stop a vote on a redrawing of the state's electoral map. The plan, unveiled by Texas's majority Republicans last week, is backed by President Trump. Ron Reynolds, a Texas Democrat, is one of the members of the House of Representatives who's decamped to Illinois.
Governor Abbott knows that we're not breaking any law. There's no penal code that we violated. This is nothing more than a scare tactic. He's trying to fear us into coming back so that he can ram this bill down our throats with us making forms, so he can give and deliver the 5 seats that he promised President Trump that he would give.
Brazil's Supreme Court has issued a house arrest order for the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, after he was accused of breaking a ban on social media use. Mr. Bolsonaro is accused of seeking to overturn the 2022 election. With more details, here's Ione Wells.